Today on the Pastor's Study, we're going to continue our study in numbers in the Bible. It's often called numerology, in other words, the significance of numbers in the Bible. And today, for consideration, we're going to take up the number 12. The number 12. Now, the number 12 is associated or connected with the nation of Israel. The number 12 is associated or connected with the nation of Israel. For example, the Word of God tells us that the nation of Israel has 12 tribes. Look with me in Genesis chapter 49. In Genesis chapter 49, and we want to look at verse number 28 and Genesis 49. The Word of God has this to say. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel. This is it that their father spake unto them and blessed them, and everyone according to his blessing he blessed. And then we also see in the book of Exodus, chapter 24. Exodus chapter 24. Exodus 24, in verse number 4, we read, and Moses wrote all the words of the Lord, and rose up early in the morning, and builded an altar under the hill, in 12 pillars, according to the 12 tribes of Israel. So we see the 12 tribes of Israel. We just also read here in Exodus chapter 24 that there were 12 pillars. Amen. Moses built an altar under the hill and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Then we also see that the Old Testament priest wore a breastplate. And that had 12 stones, 12 different precious stones, each one representing one of the 12 tribes of Israel. And there are 12 constellations in the zodiac, which must match the months, 12 months in a year. And these match the nations in the birthstones in the breastplate. Let's see Exodus 28 in verse 21. Exodus 28, verse number 21. We read, and the stones shall be with the names of the children of Israel, 12, according to their names, like the engravings of a signet. Everyone with his name shall they be according to the 12 tribes. And of course, he lists the stones here, the 12 precious stones that were in the breastplate in Exodus 28 and verse 17. And thou shalt set in its setting of stones, even four rows of stones. The first row shall be a sardis, a topaz, and a carbuncle. This shall be the first row. So there were four rows of stones with three precious stones in each row. That was the first row. And the second row shall be an emerald and a sapphire and a diamond. That's the second row. And there's the six stones. And the third row, a ligure, an agate, an amethyst. There's nine stones in the third row. Then the fourth row, a beryl, an onyx, and a jasper. And they shall be set in gold in their enclosings. So we see that on the breastplate of the priest, amen, that each stone, it was a precious stone to represent each tribe of Israel. Then we also see that the father of each tribe had his own rod. We see that in the book of Numbers, chapter number 17, in verse number 2, Numbers 17:2. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and take every one of them a rod according to the house of their fathers, of all their princes, according to the house of their fathers, 12 rods. Write thou every man's name upon his rod. And then we see that Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of the Jordan. Over there in the book of Joshua, chapter 4 with me, in verses 8 and 9. Joshua 4, verses 8 and 9. And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests which bear the Ark of the Covenant stood, and they are there unto this day. So we see that the children of Israel, as commanded, took 12 stones out of the midst of the Jordan. Amen. One for each tribe. And then also Joshua set up in the midst of the Jordan, amen, 12 stones, each one representing one of the tribes of Israel as a memorial. And they're there till this day, it says. We also see that Moses appointed 12 princesses. In Numbers chapter 1, in verse number 44, Numbers 1 with me. Numbers chapter 1, in verse number 44. These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princesses of Israel being 12 men, each one was for the house of his fathers. So each tribe had a prince. Moses appointed 12 princesses. And then we see also in the book of Judges, it tells us that there were 12 judges over Israel, from Othniel to Samson. We have in the following order, Othniel 1, Ehud 2, Shamgar 3, Deborah 4, Gideon was 5, Tola was 6, Jair was 7, Jephthah was 8, Ibazan was 9, Elom 10, Abdon 11, and Samson was the 12th judge. Then we also see that 12 is associated with the dedication of the altar, which was part of the tabernacle. And we see that if you'll turn to the book of Numbers chapter 7 with me. Numbers chapter 7. In verses 84 through 87. This was the dedication of the altar in the day when it was anointed by the princesses of Israel. Notice all the 12s associated with it. 12 chargers of silver, 12 silver bowls, 12 spoons of gold, each charger of silver weighing 130 shekels, each bowl 70. All the silver vessels weighed 2,400 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary. Now, let's continue. The gold spoons were 12. Full of incense, weighing 10 shekels apiece, after the shekel of the sanctuary. All the gold of the spoon was 120 shekels. All the oxen for the burnt offerings were 12 bullocks. The rams 12, the lambs of the first year 12, with their meat offering, and the kids of the goat for sin offering 12. So we see then that 12 is associated with the dedication of the altar there. We also see that Solomon had 12 officers all over Israel. Solomon had 12 officers all over Israel. We find that in the book of 1 Kings in chapter number 4. 1 Kings chapter 4 in verse number 7. And Solomon had 12 officers over all Israel, which provided victuals for the king and his household, each man his month in a year made provisions, or provision. We also see, we know that there will be an altar in the millennium, and the millennial altar will be 12 cubits square. Again, we're seeing the number 12 is definitely connected or associated with Israel. Amen. And we see that the millennial altar will be 12 cubits square. We see that in Ezekiel chapter 43. Ezekiel chapter 43 in verse number 16. In the altar shall be 12 cubits long, 12 broad, square in the four squares thereof. And then we see, again, as we're looking at how the number 12 is associated with the nation of Israel, we see in Genesis 12, we read of the first Hebrew, and that would be Abraham. And then in Exodus chapter 12, we see the Israelites, they leave Egypt, which is the beginning for all intents and purposes of the nation of Israel as such. Then we see in the book of Daniel, there are 12 chapters in the book of Daniel, and the book of Daniel, of course, deals with the salvation of Israel during the tribulation. And then we see our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ chose 12 Jewish apostles and sends them to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Look with me at the Gospel of Matthew chapter 10. Matthew 10, and in Matthew 10 we'll begin in verse number 2. Now the name of the 12 apostles of these. First, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip, and Bartholomew, Thomas, and Matthew the publican, James, the son of Alphonse, and Lebbeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12, again, we see the number 12 associated with the nation of Israel, and the Lord Jesus Christ chose 12 Jewish apostles. These 12 sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not. This is where they were not supposed to go. Go not in the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So we see our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while he was walked the earth, he chose 12 Jewish apostles to minister, amen, to the nation of Israel, amen, to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, during the millennium, which is also called in the scripture the regeneration, the Lord's apostles shall sit upon 12 thrones where they will be judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And we see that mentioned in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26, in verse number 53. Matthew 26, Matthew chapter 26, actually the correct reference for that, where during the millennium or the regeneration, the Lord's apostles shall sit upon 12 thrones where they will be judging the 12 tribes of Israel, is actually found in Matthew 19, verse 28, and we read, "And Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration," that's the millennium, the reigning, when he returns to reign on this earth, "when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." Now Matthew 26, 53 mentions where Jesus says how he could call down 12 legions of angels if he wanted to, amen, to prevent them from taking him, Judas and the crowd that came with him. Now we're seeing very clearly then, as we go through the study on the number 12, that the number 12 is certainly, beyond a shadow of a doubt, connected with the Jew, the nation of Israel. So more than likely, every time you see it pop up, it has to do with the nation of Israel. Another interesting thing about the number 12 is there are 12 saved nations. There'll be 12 saved nations in eternity, because in Deuteronomy 32, verses 7 to 8, we read that the Lord God sent the boundaries of the nations according to the number of the children of Israel. Let's look at that together. In Deuteronomy chapter 32 together. Deuteronomy 32 in verses 7 and 8. Deuteronomy 32, 7 and 8. We read, "Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee, thy elders, and they will tell thee, when the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel." Amen. Now, we also find a crown, a woman in Revelation chapter 12, who has a crown on her head with 12 stars. And this woman, of course, is Israel. Let's turn to the book of Revelation. Amen. Revelation chapter 12 with me. In fact, we'll probably be in the book of Revelation for a little bit here as we look at the number 12 and how it's related to Israel. Revelation 12, right there in verse number 1. It says, "And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars." Amen. And then we see the New Jerusalem. The New Jerusalem will have 12 gates, each with one of the 12 tribes of Israel. Look at in Revelation chapter 21. Each one will have one of the names of the tribe of Israel. Revelation chapter 21 in verse number 12. "And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel." So each gate had one of the name of the tribes of Israel on it, amen. We'll have it in the future, amen. We also see that the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Revelation 21 in verse 21. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it was a transparent gold. This is where, Christian, you and I are going to live, amen, someday. What a blessing. We also see that the wall of the city will have 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Revelation 21, in verse number 14. In the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And then we see that the city measures 4 square, and the length is as large as the breadth, 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. You see the 12 there. Revelation 21, verse 16. And the city lieth 4 square, and the length is as large as the breadth, and he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. The length, the breadth, and the height of it are equal. And then we see that the wall of the city is 144 cubits, which is a multiple of 12, 12 times 12, amen. And we see that in Revelation 21, in verse number 17. And he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And then we see, you know, remember we said that the breastplate of the priest had 12 precious stones, each stone representing one of the tribes of Israel. Well, the foundation of the New Jerusalem is going to be made up of 12 different precious stones. Look at Revelation 21, beginning in verse 19. And the foundation of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardox, the sixth sardis, the seventh crystallite, the eighth beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth chrysoprasus, the 11th jacinth, the 12th an amethyst. So we see then the foundation is made up of 12 different precious stones in the New Jerusalem. And then we see that the tree of life will be present in eternity, amen, to bear 12 manner of fruits for the nations, who are numbered after the number of the tribes of Israel. The tree of life is going to be there. What a blessing, amen. That tree of life is going to reappear there. We see that in Revelation 22. We read, and he shewed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the trees of the tree were for the healing of the nations. So we see the tree of life will be present in eternity to bear 12 manner of fruits for the nations, who are numbered after the number of the tribes of Israel. So we can see that most assuredly that the number 12 is connected or associated with the nation of Israel. And then we see that Jesus tells us that there are 12 hours in a Jewish day. Notice what Jesus said in John chapter 11 with me. John chapter 11, in verse 9. Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? And if any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world." So then the Jewish day begins at 6 a.m., amen, and continues on to 6 p.m. And then, of course, the Jewish night would also begin at 6 p.m. and go all the way through to 6 a.m. So we see that Jesus tells us clearly that there are 12 hours in the Jewish day. So I've seen many examples here. Again, this study on Numbers in the Holy Bible. We're just skimming the surface in any of these studies that I do in the pastor study. And I want to encourage you to go and study yourself. Go back and look at the numbers and study some more on your own and come up with some things that weren't brought out in this study. There's just so much more, but our time is limited. So we see then, again, that as we conclude the number 12, that the number 12 is connected with the nation Israel. It's associated with the nation of Israel. And when we come together again on the pastor study, Lord willing, we'll continue our study and we'll look at the number 13, which is an interesting number. I know with a lot of folks, the number 13, people associate with bad luck, amen. Of course, as Christians, we don't look at things as being good or bad luck because we know the Lord is in control. But we're going to see next time that the number 13 is connected with rebellion. Amen, rebellion. So in some ways, it's a negative number, amen, and what it's associated and connected with. Well, that's all the time that we have on the pastor's study. This is Pastor Gino Cassieri. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me for the pastor's study. And Lord willing, until we meet again on the pastor's study, my prayer is that God would richly bless each and every one of you, and good day.